From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the Jack and Spike Show.
Welcome back to the Jack and Spike Show. Donald Trump gets a huge, 68% reduction as he's only got to put up $1.75 million now. Excellent politicking from President Trump. I'm not going to pay. What about half? Okay.
He's a negotiator.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I said I wasn't going to, but now I will. Ronald McDaniel finally came out with an admission, got that $1.2 trillion bipartisan spending deal. Mike Johnson, not too happy with Marjorie Taylor Greene filing a motion to remove him over the weekend.
I bet it doesn't survive the spring break. I bet that motion gets pulled back.
Chuck Eckert is in the studio. Chuck is a local educator, engineer, who also donated a tremendous amount of money to Treehouse, which is a fine organization, which you can donate to at any point in time. You just go to their website. Treehouse helps foster youth in Washington State. They do top-to-bottom wraparound services, and we are always pleased to work with them and to basically promote them as much as possible. So Chuck sends me this email. He says, hey, do you remember that one time when you said I could come back anytime I wanted to? I said, yes, I do. And then Chuck says, well, I'm free next week. And I said, come on down, Chuck.
And so, you're a man of your word.
I'm a man of my word.
So here's Chuck.
Here's Chuck. How are you, my friend?
All right. I'm doing great. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for having me back.
Chuck, have you gotten any Donald Trump text messages, just out of curiosity?
No, I have never given him my address.
Well, so somebody gave Trump my phone number because I've been getting multiple text messages from former President Donald Trump. This is from Trump. He says, can I send you a letter? I just wrote every single member of the MAGA movement. You can read it here. Now, I'm not a member of the MAGA movement, so I just figured, well, I don't want to read the letter because obviously that's private information.
Sure, yeah.
And stealing somebody else's mail is a federal offense. He also says, from Trump, hands off Trump Tower. I got this one Saturday, noon. It says, radical Democrats want to seize my property. Read my emergency update. And then from Trump, please, 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 will you answer at least one question? Take my MAGA poll now. So Donald Trump has been wanting me to donate to his cause. But my thing is, he doesn't return my phone calls. And if he doesn't return my phone calls, why would I loan him any money?
Got to be a two-way street.
I mean, clearly this is not some kind of charlatan grift organization that's trying to steal my money. Clearly this is actually Team Trump or MAGA team or whatever it is who's asking me to donate money to them. And I just feel like a phone call would be nice, is all I'm saying, right?
Human contact, little connection, sure. Yeah. Now, you've never donated. I know that you've said that in the past.
Yeah.
Did somebody donate on your behalf to get you into this chain?
No. You know what I think is, Chuck, I don't know if I've ever told you this. I've got there's a team of anti-fans out there that really despise me for some strange and odd reason because I'm so lovable, right? I'm so likable.
Famously lovable.
These are the death threats that you mentioned.
We don't want to single them out.
I don't want to single anybody out. But these guys have played some of the greatest pranks on me of all time. So they've given my email address to various real estate websites saying that I want to sell my house. They have signed me up for all kinds of, let us just say, adult content.
Trying to find you that special song.
Personalized adult content. And I know that I didn't do it because they always spell my last name wrong, which is a dead giveaway to this group of anti-fans. But I think they should keep doing it because it's hilarious every time it happens.
You go, buddy.
So I think what they did is they gave my email address to that Trump organization, which is why they were then able to buy my phone number from Google, which they can do, and then text me all that information. Did you know that, Chuck, by the way, that they can buy any data from Google?
I figured as much, yeah. I mean, it's been true for pre-internet where you can buy people's addresses and phone numbers. Is this your professional or your personal email?
Oh, this is a great story. So I used to have a YouTube channel, and it was something that I worked really hard on for a very long period of time. And I had like 180 videos on it. I had worked on it for literally 8 or 9 years, right? I had a very dedicated fan base, and this group of anti-fans went through every single one of my YouTube videos, and they flagged it for copyright infringement or inappropriate content or whatever it is. And so they decided that they were going to take down my YouTube channel, which was emotionally devastating. Now,
this was a great story.
Now, well, this is funny, though, because my YouTube email address was in the description, And so they got a hold of my YouTube email address, which is how they were able to basically continue the prank. I think, I'm sure they think they're staking it to me. I think it's hilarious, to be honest with you, because the emails that I get are all, again, my last name is always spelled wrong, which is, I think, is objectively
very dismiss
funny.
It right there when you read the title.
Exactly. So, Chuck, I know the last time that we were on, we talked about Trump, and you said that you were not exactly the biggest fan of Mr. Trump, not necessarily from like a politics standpoint, but you just said that there was something about the guy in general that you, just even as like a lifelong libertarian type leaning guy, that you just could not get on board with. Not to put you on the spot with heavy politics.
right, which I came prepared to be put on the spot.
Yeah, exactly.
and that is a correct assessment. No, and I still cannot support him.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting. I feel like more libertarian or kind of right-leaning people need to have that. I don't know. I suppose that just kind of be okay with saying it. And I feel like people just need to feel like it's an acceptable thing for someone to say. Because I can tell you that being on the receiving end of not being a Trump guy, there's a lot of really heightened rhetoric where that doesn't exist on the opposite side. So if somebody tells me that they're not a Biden guy, I don't go, you're destroying this country. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
right.
What I say.
Thank you. I don't have to. It's funny because I get all the Biden's destroying the countries. I get those texts and I get those emails and I get those memes and everywhere. You're right, though. We don't flip out and tell people that they're destroying the country.
Right. So the court has agreed to pause the collection of Trump's massive civil fraud judgment if he puts up $175 million. Now, Donald Trump approached 30 different lenders over the last so many days to try to get somebody to cover the bond on his civil fraud case in New York. It's not going terribly well for him. I was up at 6 o'clock this morning and I saw that Fox News was live and I thought, obviously something important is happening here if it's they're streaming live on YouTube. And so I see that they're covering the motorcade of Trump going to the courthouse. Right. But it was for the other case. It was for the Stormy
Daniels. The hush money case.
For the hush money case.
And that ruling says, no, we're going to trial in April.
Right.
That, he didn't get the dismissal he wanted there, but he got he got the gift from the bond issue today.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, I'm a fan of the decision.
Really?
I'm a fan of the decision. I think they're going out there with padlocks and bolts and chains and chaining up the towers at 40 West or Trump 40, whatever, or the golf courses or the tower.
Yeah.
It's a bad look. It's a bad decision by the court. I think 454 might be the right number.
Yeah.
But it doesn't play well. You know, it really doesn't play well in America. Even the people that don't like Trump think that's a little excessive. That's a little abusive. So this weekend he said, I got 500, but I wanted to spend it on the campaign. Okay, give us 175, which is about half of what the initial judgment was before interest and penalties, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so give us the 175 and you can spend the rest of that $500 million you told us you had on Friday on the campaign. Yeah. Right? Everybody wins.
Chuck, do you have any thoughts about this? I mean, as someone who's been a kind of a student of politics for many, many years, I mean, do you think that this is a fair assessment for Donald Trump and I suppose his punitive what he's got to pay back to the state of New York?
Well, first of all, I am not a student of politics.
I was just trying to fluff you up. I was trying to help you out with that.
All about image here, Chuck.
All about image here.
Fluff you
up. Other than that, I personally wonder how much of this is for show.
Yeah.
And how much of it is actually legal.
Well, because I was talking to Frank Shires, the great Frank Shires, on Saturday about it. And I thought to myself, I said it to Frank, I said, there's a lot of Americans out there that are going to see $454 million and they're just going to think, whether they love the guy or they hate the guy, they're going to think that's unfair because
right.
The number is so high. So regardless of how like punitive Judge Engoron or, Fani Willis wanted to be for their own kind of self-satisfaction, there's a lot of Americans out there who are saying, hey, man, he may have committed a crime, but let's not like, you don't got to completely dump all over the guy.
Yeah. You're dunking on him now. Right. Well, that number's still intact, by the way. The 454 is still intact. We're talking about the appeal now, just the bond before appeal. And did Frank get my flowers and chocolates? Because I really was horrible to him on Friday.
I was horrible. Why were you horrible to him?
Well, we engaged in a bet. We engaged in a wager. Because I didn't think that the 454, they're going to appeal that as Trump has every right to do so as an American citizen. Frank seems to think that appeal is going to win for Trump, and it's going to be reduced if not eliminated. And I kind of didn't put a lot of credence and respect in Frank's point of view.
Chuck, any thoughts about this?
Beg pardon?
Any thoughts?
I missed that segment.
Okay. Well, one's from Friday, yeah. You're right. One of the lucky ones.
So the XRNC chair, Ronna McDaniel, finally came out, and she admitted that Biden did win the 2020 election. Now, I'm curious why she hasn't done that over the last 4 years. Spike, you had many thoughts about this.
Well, Ronna McDaniel signed a big, fat contract to be a legal spokesperson, legal analyst for NBC News. Mm-hmm. And so Ronna McDaniel has got to start getting some credibility with that left-leaning audience out there that she's going after. So she came out and she said that, yes, Joe Biden won it fair and square, something she hadn't mentioned in 4 years. She also said on Sunday morning that anybody who committed violence on January 6th deserves to be in jail and not given a pardon. So what that sound you're hearing are the bridges behind her burning.
Right.
She can never, ever go back to Republican. After saying those two different statements, she's never going back to Republican politics.
Spike,
there's no place home.
Can you take over for me for a couple minutes?
Sure, you bet.
I'll be right back.
You're okay, buddy. So Ronna McDaniel has signed an agreement with NBC News to do commentary on all their platforms, including MSNBC. Ronna McDaniels, of course, for the last 4 years, has defended Donald Trump, has defended the Trump campaign's allegations, assessments that there was a voter fraud, stolen election, the whole nine yards. And now Ronna McDaniels has been hired to work for the enemy. And she's got to come out and say things that she was not willing to say to be part of the Trump's GOP for the last 4 years.
They did have to press her to some degree.
To get her to say, do you have the actual?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah.
The reality is Joe Biden won. He's the president. He's the legitimate president. I have always said, and I continue to say, there were issues in 2020. I believe that both can be true.
Can you say, as you sit here today, did Joe Biden win the election fair and square?
He won. He's the legitimate
did he win
president.
Fair and square?
Fair and square, he won. It's certified. It's done. But I
Ronna,
do think, Kristen,
I,
let me just say something.
To say that, why has it taken you until now to be able to say
I'm going
to
push back a little, because I do think it's fair to say there were problems in 2020. And to say that does not mean he's not the legitimate
president.
But,
Ronna,
president.
When you say that, it suggests that there was something wrong with the election. And you know that
you
the election
what?
Was
there
the most heavily
problems.
Scrutinized.
There
well,
you have
yeah.
it. I mean, she had to be pressed on it.
She had to be pressed. She was being cautious. And that was, that was maybe 20 minutes into the conversation.
This is with Kristen Welker on
Meet the Press
on Sunday. Yeah, it was that deep into the conversation. So now there's pushback from various personalities at NBC, at all their news channels. This morning on Morning Joe, they're saying that they will not have Ronna McDaniels on as a guest. Right after Ronna McDaniels was on with Kristen Welker, Chuck Todd, the former host of Meet the Press, came on and said, the network owes you an apology, Kristen Welker, for having to sit down with Ronna McDaniel.
Wow.
And say, you know, here's this person we're paying to be a spokesman who has spent 4 years, vilifying the Liberal Party, the Democratic Party, saying that the election was stolen, promoting election theft lies, personal attacks, character attacks on liberal media, on Democratic politicians. And now she's sitting here as a paid representative of NBC News and saying the opposite. So Chuck Todd's like, how can she have any credibility? This morning, Joe Scarborough said, I won't have her on as a guest. I don't know that Ronna McDaniel is going to live through this firestorm of NBC pushback.
It feels like a risky bet.
It feels like a really risky bet for them. And I'm wondering why initially they leaned into, what is it to have somebody from the other team talking to the audience, maybe get some inside baseball on how the Republican Party is evolving as the Trump Party and what the convention is going to be like, that kind of thing?
Yeah, Chuck, what do you think?
Well,
sorry. First thing I'm thinking is NBC, isn't that a generally left-leaning organization?
It is.
And now I'm wondering, perhaps the intent was to make the GOP or the representatives of the GOP look foolish, to exploit the Trump MAGA type perspective.
Yes, that's a great perspective. Maybe she was going to come on and talk about the things she saw. The conversations that she was a party to that would undermine some of the talking points of both conservative media and the Republican Party in general. That would be a valuable person to have inside your sphere of influence as a news station. Let's move on to President Biden growing a pair. So we know that Donald Trump likes to campaign for the everyman, right? Says the common man vernacular. He talks like one of us. And Joe Biden is a lifetime politician, 50 years on Capitol Hill. Joe Biden this weekend took great pleasure in being very sarcastic, I think, in his congratulations of Donald Trump. Donald Trump came out and made some comments that he had won two trophies at golf tournaments that one of his golf organizations, one of his golf facilities, hosts. And Trump said he won the club championship and the senior club championship. Besting golfers.
For seniors?
For seniors. Well, he was senior. He's a senior. He's in his 70s. So Joe Biden came out and said, congratulations, Don. Quite the accomplishment. Tongue in cheek. You can feel the sarcasm dripping from the post. Is this President Biden kind of getting down in the gutter a little bit more? Getting a little more comfortable with being the everyman politician that seems to play so well for the former president?
It's working well for him. I've seen this a few times on Twitter, Biden kind of quote tweeting, or he's played with that Biden meme where he's wearing the Dark Brandon.
Yeah. They have coffee mugs. They have coffee mugs that when you buy a Dark Brandon coffee mug and it's heat activated, it's temperature sensitive, the eyeballs glow bright red.
Oh my God, really?
In the Dark Brandon coffee mug.
We have to get you one of those.
Right? Yeah, I could use one around the studio just to counter out some of the weight of the opinions leaning around here some days. I think it's smart for Biden to lean in. To start playing, if this is what's working for the American people, is a more, I don't want to say disrespectful level of politics.
Well, it's not really when they go low, we go high.
It's not.
The way that the 2016 election was
trending and yeah. Probably should have worked by all the polling, should have worked. But what we've seen does work is we're not as a classy a country as we thought we were. And maybe getting down there and slinging a little mud might just work.
It gets people's attention.
It gets people's attention. And if it gets the attention, maybe it'll get their vote. We'll be right back after these. The Jack and Spike Show. Don't go anywhere.
Mariners texts keep you one step ahead. Receive breaking news, exclusive offers, and so much more. Sign up in just seconds by texting Mariners to 24247. Again, just text the word Mariners to 24247 to stay up to date with all the latest from T-Mobile Park.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cringe.
I'm a Law and Order kind of girl.
Or based.
If Wilbur from Charlotte's Web couldn't keep kids off the bacon, what is Esther going to do? Welcome to Jack and Spike Show. Cringe or based. Jack Stein taking a couple minutes for a personal issue. He'll be back shortly. Have no fear. We want to thank Chuck Eckert, mega donor. Can I call you a mega donor for Treehouse? Sitting in with us again today. We appreciate the love and generosity you showed during our Treehouse Holiday Magic Radiothon. If you want to donate to Treehouse, as Jack mentioned a couple minutes ago, it's a worthwhile organization that does great work year-round. It's treehouseforkids.org, and they could always use your help. Speaking of using help, Mickey Gomez is going to sit in for a couple minutes with us as we play Cringe or Based, because you and I are, I'm not going to say this, of the same generation. We're not. But you're closer to me than Jack is.
This is true.
You know, some days I work with Jack and he says things. You've heard us play Boomer to Zoomer.
You're
so
not
many
old
times.
Enough to be my dad. You're old I'm enough not. To be my older brother.
Your older brother. So
that's right.
So when you see people try things to appeal to a different sect, Mm-hmm. You know, try to, you know, like the kids are saying these days. Remember when Hillary Clinton went on to, was it the Breakfast Club in New York, the Charlemagne the God, and tried that hot sauce fiasco?
Yes.
So there's a gentleman that I watch on a pretty regular basis, works for MSNBC, named Ari, what is Ari's last name? Ari Melber. Thank you. I was gonna blow that, and I wanted to not blow that. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of Ari Melber. He's an attorney. He does legal commentary all the time. He's got his own talk show on MSNBC, which half of you right now are saying the guy's full of crap from where he broadcasts, and I can respect that. What Ari often does, he's a fan of rap.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the course of his tenure at MSNBC, he's brought on various rap performers to be guests and gets their perspective on issues, and I think that's all great, to reach across to segments of the society that you don't that you aren't a member of, but you want to understand and get to know better and cooperate and collaborate with, a good thing.
He's good. He can be fun commentary sometime.
When he does things like, we're going to play an example of this for you. When he does this, is this cringe or base? Give us a Laura.
These bankers have taken a Drake attitude towards Donald Trump. The Canadian rapper famously said, quote, "I can't talk to broke boys." Yeah, I can't talk to broke boys, end quote. Well, these bankers don't talk to broke boys or broke elderly billionaires.
So is that a good thing to quote lyrics as a probably maybe, can I say, the palest rap fan in America?
Please. I think if our friend Jack Stein were here in this very moment, he would say that is 100% cringe.
100%.
I'm going to agree.
I don't know how to fight for the other side. I think it's entirely cringe.
No.
Cringe.
Thank you.
Yes. 100%.
Bobby Haley Brown there. Yeah. Cringe. And I'm a big fan of Ari Melber. I think his commentary is insightful. I think he's a measured host when he interviews people. But when he pulls out the Drake or the Snoop or the Wu-Tang and tries to quote them.
Yeah.
In about as proper English as it's.
Yeah, there's a guy on TikTok. He's a meteorologist, and viewers send in lyrics for him to work into his weather report.
Oh yeah, I've seen this guy.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
That is bass.
Okay.
It's funny. It's cool. He's light. I mean, he just has this personality, and you know, he's just like. Like somebody said, do Taylor Swift Shake It Off? And he's like, oh, it's going to be really wet this week. And if you've got your furniture out there, you're going to have, you know, you're going to cover it. You're going to have to shake it off, shake the rain off, you know, And it's cute. You know what I mean? He's done Eminem. He's done Snoop. He's done. That's bass. But no, Ari, cringe.
I like when people try to at least acknowledge, if not employ, sectors of our culture that we're not a member of. You know, I get it. We often do it sometimes to the detriment of, like, when we make fun of country music and country music fans, that's not helpful. It's more divisive than anything else. You know, it belittles us, I think, when we always fall into a southern accent when we make fun of square states in the middle of the country.
Oh.
Doesn't play well.
I come from a square state.
In the middle of the country.
Yeah.
You know why they call them settlers?
Yeah, because they, well, go ahead. You tell me.
Good enough. Because they settled. Real people went over the mountains, went a little further.
Some died.
Got to the west.
Just want to let you know.
Some didn't make it.
Yeah.
Check the weather report. There's a guy that raps.
Or they called them Sooners.
Sooners?
Yeah.
Is that where Sooners comes from?
Sooner or later.
Is that what comes from? Ouch. Chuck, you're of my generation.
Indeed.
Do you ever try to whip out the younger vernacular? Do you ever try to cross over genre?
I hope
not. To make a point?
I hope not. And I work around younger people regularly. Honestly, I don't hear too much of that. So maybe it's the budding professionals trying
too hard to reach out.
I have Gen Z at home and Gen Alpha, so I'm always using their vernacular against them, and they're always telling me, "Stop, Mom, no."
Do you think I think Ari? Ari Melbourne is a genuine fan of the genre. I think the way this isn't written for him. He's pulling a lot of this. Sometimes he writes, I'm sure he does write it in, but a lot of times just pulls these references from his fan base and memory of the genre.
Yeah.
Do you think it works?
No.
Who do you think he's going after with this? He's going after younger voters or a younger demographic audience?
I think he's trying to go after a younger audience, and it's not working. Like it's almost like he's trying too hard.
Yes, it's the newscaster voice saying the lyrics and it being like inserted so awkwardly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there's no need for it.
Yeah.
I like the TikTok thing better because it feels like this insider thing that's happening for younger people on social media. And it gives them a reason to watch the newscast to see, oh, is he going to say mm-hmm. like the lyric? How is he going to work it in? And the little compilations that he's done are really funny.
Yeah.
All the different ways that he works certain songs in that people have requested.
It's almost like the old lady, the video of the old lady where she's like, to the hip, hop, the hippie, yeah. hip, hip, yeah. hoppy, you don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, boom, you know what I mean? Like that's, but like that's bass.
That's playful because you know she's just leaning in, having fun. Chuck?
This reminds me of, strangely, twisted a different way, of way back, you know, before our time even, Spike.
Okay. Telegraph? Morse code?
Pat Boone.
No. Okay.
Pat Boone, who would do his best to clean up rock and roll, you know, take a song like like Fats Domino doing Ain't That a Shame, and he would render it Isn't That a Shame. I kid you not.
Well, that's the only way that kind of music could get onto a lot of networks and television stations. Right. That's, you know, one of the reasons rock and roll made its jump to America is because we cleaned it up for the right color audience.
Mm.
So we can all agree that Ari Melbourn trying to bring it from Drake was cringe.
Big time.
And not based at all.
No.
Although it's nice to try to understand and reach out to generations other than our own.
Sure.
Right?
But that, there are other ways to do that. I mean...
Should we call Ari Melbourn and give him a
feel? We should call him right now. I want to message him.
He's been criticized for this for years. I don't think he's going to change anything about it.
He has? I didn't realize he'd been criticized for years, but he hasn't given up on it.
Nope.
Good for him.
He's chugging along with this bit.
But he should check his numbers.
Is he keeping it 100?
When he starts to do that and see
if the dials go down immediately.
Yeah, dials go down and then,
Fair enough. When we come back, are there any stupid questions? There are no stupid questions. We'll ask you, the audience, to reach out to us. What do you want to know about? Ask us any question you would like. The Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line is 888-973-5476. It's the Jack and Spike Show. We'll be right back after these.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are no stupid questions.
There are only stupid answers. 888-973-5476. 888-973-5476 is the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line. Every day we give you a chance to reach out and interact with the show. If we ever get a phone screener, we may actually let you call in live. But, you know, some of you people, you get emotional. You say things we can't say on the radio. We're trained professionals. When we bring in someone from the home front, we understand that you're an amateur and this can be intimidating. Chuck here has done beautifully with the pressures of live broadcast. Chuck, congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome, my friend. Laura, do you have any questions for us from the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line for Spike, No Stupid Questions?
We have gotten this question every single day since Jack told this story. What was Spike's dad advice about the don't pet the dog experience Jack had during a fire drill?
I know I've seen this question every day and we've ignored it. Now I'll do
well,
this.
Well, Jack's ignored it.
Jack's ignored it. It's fine. So if you missed the story, Jack was woken up middle of the night last week at his very expensive Eastlake apartment to a fire drill. And the entire building was shuffled out front in their robes and slippers while the building management and the Seattle Fire Department made sure it was a safe environment. It was an error in the fire alarm system. While outside, most of the all the pet owners brought their pets outside. Most of the people in Jack's building are pet owners. It's a pet-friendly apartment because Jack is still looking for the ugliest cat in Seattle to adopt. It's an ongoing process. Jack said he had a moment with a neighbor's pet. They made eye contact. They vibed.
A
beautiful moment. So Jack went over to pet this dog that he had instantly bonded with. And the owner very curtly said, "Don't touch my dog. Please don't pet my dog." And Jack and he exchanged a cold, lingering moment of, oh, okay.
Meanwhile, this adorable dog,
this dog is just sitting there. What did I do wrong?
Tail.
What did I do wrong? This guy loves me. Now we're Jack. It was like Rose on the Frozen headboard. Jack, as Jack's soul drifted in the inky deeps of the icy Atlantic. What would be my dad's advice? Well, you always respect the pet owner. My advice, thank you very much. Sure, the pet owner might be a schmuck, and the dog might be doomed to be raised by a schmuck. Can I not say that? Laura says hit the dump button. Is that a bad word? Fair enough, I won't keep repeating it. I think you have to respect a pet owner's boundaries, especially when they're training a dog. Pet owner mentioned that I'm training this dog to be obedient, right? But you also take in the situation, take in the realities of the situation. You're outside in the middle of the night, right? There's 200 people. Alarms are going off. Maybe that's the most important moment to train your dog. You know, maybe the reason that my dog's always been ill-mannered is because I always, we'll train him tomorrow when there's not 1,000 people and alarms going off. Today, just let him be a dog and go meet Jack. Go pet Jack. Love Jack. Belly rubs for everybody, including me. So I guess my dad advice is respect the owner first and foremost, even when it's instinctively not the right thing to do. You respect the dog owner. I'd want the same. I'd want the same from a neighbor. If I was out front and somebody came over and approached my dog that I was in the middle of training, I probably wouldn't want them to mess it up either. That based?
I think that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one I'll need help with, and maybe Laura, you can help me with this one. A text writes, okay, what the hell is Gen Alpha? Do we need to bring Mickey back in for that one?
Probably.
When did Alpha start?
Oh, gosh. They're younger than Gen Z.
Okay,
right?
So we roll the alphabet.
Yeah. Youngest. They're all in middle school right now.
That's an alpha already?
People are looking to them to be trendsetters. I've seen this on TikTok.
What trends do you set in middle school? Fashion? Is it often fashion?
What kind of pimple patches to wear on your face? Is that too mean?
No.
Is a trend. Like the
parent,
little stars and the hearts.
Really?
Instead
of just some what is clearly a visible, invisible patch, the flesh colored that, you know, my poor kids had to deal with as they were aging up. Okay, so the latest are Gen Alphas. They rolled over X, Y, Z, now it's Alpha.
Yeah, and they're going to take down Gen Z.
Are they?
Gen Z is having a lot of fun making fun of millennials, thinking that they're the coolest, youngest kids on the block.
Well, they
Age
are.
Comes for us all. They were, and now there's Gen Alpha.
Everybody gets old. I got news for you, Gen Z. Gen Y, millennials, I got news for you. Your time fades. Everybody's time fades. I'm a boomer. That used to be, I remember when the Greatest Generation was running the show. And we as boomers were told to, you know, sit down and wait our turn. And now we're mocked. Yeah, okay, boomer is now the thing
truly,
to say.
Relentlessly mocked, really.
Relentlessly mocked. And we got all the money. We got all the wisdom.
Chuck is just nodding in agreement.
As a fellow boomer.
Finally someone speaks for us.
Yeah, hear, hear. The next question I'll get to And I want to thank you always for texting and the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 888-973-5476. When is the Biden-Trump debate happening? Well, in my dreams.
In my dreams,
they have a couple, maybe three. Here's what I'll say about that. I don't think it's going to happen for a couple of reasons. I don't think it's wise for the Biden administration to have this debate. I think President Biden wouldn't do well in the debate, not because he doesn't have understanding of the issues, the complexity of global politics or domestic or whatever it might be. I think President Biden has firm command of the issues. He's an 81-year-old guy with a stuttering problem that doesn't do well under pressure. And if you think that's instrumental in, you know, running the country, you're probably right, and that's your will. You're right to feel that way. I think when you're in the office making big decisions, you've got a lot of time. You've got, not always, but you've got time, and you've got advisors that help you make the right decision. The real reason I think that won't happen and shouldn't happen is because former President Trump doesn't debate. He does not debate. He gets up there and grandstands and breaks the rules and calls names and gets emotional and gets personal. And first off and foremost, doesn't tell the truth a lot of times. If you had a debate between two presidential candidates, I'd want live, real-time fact-checking.
It wasn't the New York Times doing that for a little bit with Trump?
During the debates.
Mm-hmm.
But not stopping the debates.
No.
They would real-check fact time. Or yeah. Fact, you know,
but
fact
then you have to go
time.
Back, find an article,
right.
Compare and, notes. How yeah. many people are really going to do that?
Well, I think this it's a disservice. Not having a debate is a disservice. I think having a debate that is not based in fact or truth is an even greater disservice. The American people. So that being said,
all right, that's a good take.
Sorry. I don't think we're going to have debates between in this presidential cycle, and I think that is a tragic issue that needs to be remedied. I think moving forward, we always have debates between candidates on important issues. All right, we'll be back right after these. When we come back, I got a surprise for you. Jack Stein's taking some time. There's a personal issue going on in Jack's life. We're going to respect that, and we're going to have a guest host. We'll be right back after these.